my head and I am of my. Ever since I was two, I was singing like karaoke and like Vietnamese and English. And my dad would play guitar. We went to church, so I sang in choirs. Music and my family are always hand in hand. And they supported me in that, you know, supported me when I sang in choir, went to my piano recital lessons. So that's always been a big part. I think that's always tied to my family and how they feel and express music. My name is Prom Queen, she, her, they, them. I am a second generation queer artist based in Austin, Texas. I'm also a music educator, community organizer. I do a lot of creative workshops centering around AAPI community here. When I reflected more on Prom Queen and what it meant, growing up, I had my friends and I just had my bubble, but it was never like going to be Prom Queen, right? Like I wasn't in the popular crowd. The name Prom Queen, it just sort of is a taking back of like, Prom Queen can be anybody and anything, and it's not necessarily what we all think like a prom queen should be. And so it's just kind of taking them back to make it what I want on my own terms. Throwing in Vietnamese words into my songs, exploring like my childhood through my songs, it just unlocked more of me coming back to what home means. For so long, I separated myself from it. Also from upbringing, like my parents are immigrants from Vietnam. They're trying to assimilate. They're like, try to have really good English, right? Try to have a good English accent. So I'm not trying to be Vietnamese or, you know, reveal any of my culture to my friends when I'm around them. So whenever I threw it back into my music, it just felt good and it felt like home again. I was like, oh, I just get to be like myself in my music. This is just my story. And not only my story, but there are songs about my mom, my dad, my great-grandmother, my grandmother. They're finding their ways in Prom Queen's projects. 'Cause I know it ain't perfect. What we got, no one can take away. If we had it my way, you'd be flying high, feeling safe. It's been really cool to connect with my mom more so. Growing up, she was just like, don't use Vietnamese, you know, with your white friends in school. But when does the word nước mắm, which just means fish sauce, when has that ever been played on the radio? And she hears it and she just smiles. She beams. I mean, she's just like, you know, feeling so seen through all these Vietnamese words that I use. My mom has always been very supportive from day one with my music career. I mean, she's like, life is short. She's like, you need to do things you enjoy and that you have a passion for. Every step of the way, she's just been just ecstatic about my project. And when I told her about the name Prom Queen, she was like, finally, you're not using your real name. And I was like, okay, mom. But she's like, it needs to be a stage name. I'm like, okay, gotcha, mom. When times are hard, you know, there's my mom there. She'll sit and just hear me gab about my show, and she'll just be like, tell me more.
Favorite Prom Queen song?
Yeah.
All the songs are favorite.
But which one's
everything
like...
Everything you sing is my favorite. Remember, I'm your number one fan.
I know, mama, but like, which one... It's been awesome to write something where Vietnamese-American folks like me can be in on the joke. And allies who listen and don't understand, that's fine. Music is music. It's universal. They can feel it, even if they don't understand it. What I want most is what I feel when I'm on stage, and that is feeling like I'm 2 years old again, feeling safe and expressive in my living room, dancing and singing at the top of my lungs. I just want people to feel childlike again, to be able to express who they are and not be afraid to do that.